Yeah, I would say that logopraxis is really about discovering what it is, and it takes a long time. So it's the sense of self that has developed on the premise that it is autonomous and independent. So it does not recognize the Lord as the only self. So it lives out of basically two principles, so far as I can see. Its underlying motivation is fear of loss. So it's constantly looking to secure its identity. And so that's where love of the world becomes dominant, in that it identifies with things it gathers. Now, those can be actual material things, but it can be status, it can be whatever it claims as its own, appropriates as its own, and identifies with, that gives it a sense of self in that sense. And the other aspect that's connected with it is the love of dominion. And so it's the love of self. So that proprium has been developed right from our birth into the world. That's what develops an identification with the external world, a movement away from the divine. Through the process of our growth and development, the Lord instills remains, and they're going to form the basis for opening up our spiritual life at whatever point that happens. But it happens at a point where we are confronted with our sense of self, that infernal proprium, and then go through a process of having to give up our life in order to find it. So the life that we are finding is the heavenly proprium, but that is not us. It's the Lord in us, and it's grounded in the Word being integrated into our life through practice. It forms a new ground for our sense of self, which is grounded in what is good and true, as opposed to grounded in believing appearances to be real, that feeling of life in ourself to belong to us, when in fact it is from the Lord. And that's the biggie. That's the most difficult thing to overcome, is the belief and the appearance that life is our own. The thing is, though, is that when you do this work, you're confronted with both. And the important thing about it, I'll say this, but it probably will forget it, right? Because we always do. When you're confronted or are having to face or are put in front of a negative state, a state that you know is not of heaven, in logopraxis, what we're seeking to learn to do is to observe it and acknowledge it as objectively as we can, not to come down on ourselves about it, because if we do that, then we just have another part of the infernal proprium playing off against that. So you have spirits coming in and accusing you of being, look, see, you can't do this, you, or whatever it happens to be. That internal self-talk is the proprium playing off against it. So what the writings do is they point out exactly what the proprium is, which is nothing but evil and falsity. And what it's asking of us is to accept that is true. And to the degree that we can do that, we are separated from it, so that what flows in from the hells, we cast back into the hells. What is of the Lord, we return to the Lord. And so we're in that state of equilibrium. But if we find ourselves in a negative state and then start getting down on ourselves about that, then we're caught in what is called in logopraxis the merit-guilt cycle, which is the idea that I, as in i.e., my proprium, should act differently to what the Word says it's only capable of, which is evil and falsity. So this is the thing. It's accepting that the sense of self that we have acquired through the love of self and the love of the world being dominant is exactly what the writings describe it to be. That's what frees us from it. It's when we are not willing to accept that we keep trying to make it better. And that gets us into the cycle of struggling to be a better person, that's how it's usually voiced, and then failing, and then getting up again and trying to be a better person again. And what we don't see is that we're trying to improve what cannot be improved. What the Lord is asking us to do is to see it, acknowledge it, step back from it. That's what the shunning is. It's actually not engaging with it. And then it has no hold on us. But while we engage with it, thinking that we can make it better, it has a hold on us because it's just another part of it that's actually working there.